This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries is poised to make major changes. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
The legacy that Ravi Zacharias hoped to leave behind after his May 2020 passing has become more and more tarnished as investigations into accusations of years of spiritual and sexual abuse have proven to be valid. After a months-long review of the ministry's structure and culture, the board of directors for Ravi Zacharias International Ministries, also known as RZIM, is making major moves to distance from the now infamous evangelist. In their March update, the ministry announced a forthcoming name change and is in the process of expunging Ravi's teachings from its official website and social media. In addition to changing the ministry's name, they have announced that they will discontinue the Zacharias Institute brand. The RZIM board has publicly stated that their first priority is the victims, and they are asking anyone who is a victim of Zacharias to come forward, and they are providing phone lines in English, French, and Spanish as ways to make the victims' voices heard. Rachel Den Hollander, former victim of U.S. gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar, turned abuse advocate, will serve as their liaison. Even though RZIM Chief Executive Officer and daughter of the late Zacharias, Sarah Davis, has announced the board issued changes, the members of the RZIM Board of Directors remain anonymous. Grandson of Billy Graham, Boz Chavijan, is an attorney for one of the victims, and he would like the board members to identify themselves. Chavijan says that you can't begin to hold people accountable when there's no transparency. As the soon-to-be, formerly known as RZIM, goes through steps to change their ministry and address their various public issues, pray for wisdom, justice, and healing for all involved. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.